Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 106, verse 6 to 10. Let's stand and read, and then after that we'll take our seat. Psalm 106, 6 to 10. The word of God says, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. 8 says what? Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Praise the Lord. We're going all the way to verse 9 and 10. He said, he rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depth as through the wilderness. Last verse, let's read it together. One, go. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. We are talking about God of Wonders part 4. God of Wonders part 4. Please take your seat. November is our month for wonders. And wonders are very, very important. You know, because one of the things that the scriptures we just read is pointing to us is the fact that God demonstrates his wonders as an expression of his abundant mercies towards his people. In the verse number 6, he talks about how they sinned with their fathers, committed iniquity, and did wickedness towards the Lord or against the Lord. Verse 7 says that the fathers did not understand the wonders of God. The wonders of God were to a particular end. There was a reason why God caused his wonders to be shown in the midst of his people. When those wonders were done and they faced any small challenge, they did not even remember the multitude of his mercies. They did not remember that he had shown them wonders as an expression of his mercies. They quickly would either murmur, complain, or go after other idols. And he said that my wonders were an expression of my mercies towards you because you guys provoked me even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, look at verse 8. I saved you. He said, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Wow. That he might make his mighty power to be made known unto them. They provoked him. That means that they didn't have faith. He still did it for himself as an expression of his mercies towards them, his abundant mercies towards them. And you and I can attest to the fact that there are 99.9 of the things that God has done for us. We didn't receive it because we have faith. We didn't receive it because we were in a very, very like active mood. Most of the time, he did it to bring us to himself. You got it? Is there someone here who had 99% faith? Most of the things that happen in your life, you even wonder whether God was confirming your ill doings with his goodness. But he says, I look beyond your sin, your guilt, and your troubles, and I still did this thing to express my own power in your midst. He rebuked the Red Sea also, made it dried up, and he said he made them to walk through the depth of it as if they were walking through what? A wilderness. Dry ground. So one of the reasons why God does wonders is to express or to demonstrate his abundant mercies towards his people. And I'm declaring that in this month of November, God will show you his abundant mercies. What is the essence of mercy? The essence of mercy is to make you pass over judgment. The essence of mercy is to make you not receive what you deserve to receive. There are many things you deserve to receive for your faithlessness. Sometimes for The family you come from, family of murderers, Olosho family. Family of all manner of, you know, unprintable stuff. But, and you and I, we deserve. If you look at me like that, the son of a drunkard, what do I deserve? By now, I should be lying at a pub, fully intoxicated like a fish. But he did not allow me to receive what I deserve, which is the judgment of the sins of the fathers, my own sins, you know, and he's caused mercy to intercept judgment, to temper with judgment, that the judgment that was deserving in my life, he has set it aside so that I will see good life on his side. And that is a wonder, that is a miracle that a sinner like me, you know, someone who is not useful or worthful, except for being in Christ. There is nothing useful about the human being. Everything that comes from the human being smells. Your vomit smells, your sweat smells. You want me to say more things? There is nothing about the human being that is sweet. And yet, Jesus tried. Somebody clap for Jesus. Kai. Jesus tried. And when you look at the misbehavior of the black man, sometimes you wonder whether one Calvary Street is enough for the salvation of the black man. Do you know one Calvary Street? That the one-time redemption premium Jesus paid. You wonder if it is enough. Kai, because black man. Bibini. Bibini. But he paid. Praise the Lord. I still believe that one Calvary Street is enough to save that black man. And all humanity, we can be saved, and we are saved by that one Calvary Street redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Can you clap for Jesus so that... What a joy. Praise the Lord. Somebody say mercy. Yes. Can I stay on the mercy small? Yeah, mercy. Some of us are here, our mothers are witches, our fathers are wizards. There's a lady in the church, she says that the mother is so much of a witch that, but for the mercies of God, the mother should die on the road, they should only find the ID card. Because some people, they are witchcraft, see, they didn't hide it. They made it opulent. Just the chewing children, own children, no? Just the chew them. Such a person, if a witch gives birth to you, should you be allowed in church? But thank God for the blood, isn't it? Thank God for the blood of Jesus, that you could have been given birth to by a fetish priest or the devil himself, like Brother Saul, who has been killing Christians, and at the time of his conversion, he has gone for certification to go and kill more. And still, God is interested in the life of this brother. If you are here today, I want you to know that God is interested in your life. And because of that, his mercy is going to set aside whatever says you don't qualify for that wonder. And God is going to do it to glorify himself. Shout a better amen, because it's going to happen. You are not ending this year on an empty hand. You are going to end this year full of wonders, full of the miracles of God, full of the supernatural power of God in your life. Whatever will not allow you to end this year on a satisfactory note, hear ye the word of the Lord. By the wonders of God, you are ending full. Ending with miracles and wonders in your life. In Jesus, clap your hands and bless the Lord. Expression of God's abundant mercies towards his children. You see, and wonders are very, very important because human beings, we have a short memory. He told them, he said, these people, they like to forget all the things that I've done for them. In Psalm 78, verse 10 to 15, he gave them the chronicle of their forgetfulness. You know, he says that they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. And forget his works. They forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. We like to forget. So marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He said, he divided the sea, caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also, he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of what? Fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. Wow. In the midst of all these things, when they face small challenge, then they are forgotten. Short memory. One of the pains people who do good have is that the people they help, they normally show ingratitude. They don't show appreciation. Many human beings, once they are full, they forget where the feeding came from, where the support came from. Are you here at all? They start throwing shades left, right, center. Now, it is a mystery that some the wonders the Lord did in the lives of the people of God when they were leaving Egypt to the promised land, they were the first to be done ever. Imagine facing a Red Sea. There is no record that anyone had parted any water before. Then all of a sudden, when you thought you were trapped, the power of God just causes a wind to open the Red Sea, congeals the waters left and right, and says, walk through the dry ground. Even if you are mad, you can never forget that thing. But these people, they found a way to forget. It's like a nagging husband whom the wife has taken care of, and now the man is working. He said, what have you done for me? What have you done for me? Wow. The bride price was paid by the woman and the cover. All the things that she used to marry herself, she bought them and the cover. She bought them and gave it to you to present. Some of you are abroad. Listen to me. The woman came to collect you from this Ghana to abroad. Today, your hand has reached your back. They said, what have you done for me? Wow. Ingrat. This is how the Israelites were behaving. Even your family, nobody dreamt that you will ever become like that. God used a woman to educate you. One man who was misbehaving recently, he sat before me. The woman took him to school. Everything. Now that he's finished school, he has friends who are telling him all manner of things. And he started maltreating the wife. Oh. And when the wife was doing that, the guy was an illiterate. The family said, we are literate. You can never marry. We won't allow you to marry this guy. The lady said, no, I will marry this guy. The lady was highly educated. Married a guy. Educated the guy out to her level. Now the guy is a man now. He has become a human being. And he's using his manliness to pepper the woman, to let the woman know that she's nobody. Now that I'm on my feet, I'm taller than you. What are you going to do? What time? The family say, we told you. You know, chicken. When you make people feel like I told you so, that's how bad the situation can be. For many men, they are succored by women. Especially when women try, or clap for women. Some men are trying everything possible to ensure that now that they have their 2 feet on ground, the woman will not make any more progress. You know, so that they will feel good. God is not like that. God is more glorified, most glorified when we are satisfied in him. So he will continue to do what he wants to do. And he parted the Red Sea. He made them walk on dry ground. Not just that, he fed them in the wilderness with manna, meat from heaven, bread from heaven. When they were thirsty of water, he caused water to come out of the rock. He said, there is nothing I didn't do, but these people still found ways to forget. Kai, put your hand on your head and say, God, help me. You know, because sometimes when we are in one small corner of adversity, we seem to throw away our faith. We seem to throw away the history of what God has done in our lives. And we posture our heart in a way. It's as if when sometimes you get worried about certain things, I'm sure God sits in heaven. He says, human beings cry then. Like, why? You knew you were on ICU. In the ICU, they thought you were going to die. He brought you back. Now, small admission, you are looking for your child. That the placement has become displaced. Yeah, you have become so worried, as if, what kind of God are you? Wow. Obenso enya one in chains. Never ever. In fact, this generation of children, I think just they worry me. Hey? See how we went to school. I'm not too old. It's a marking scheme. I'm not too old. I'm not too old. I'm just a little over 40. I went to school walking barefooted. A lot of my friends went to school walking barefooted. Before we started wearing slippers or sandals to school, because we were fortunate to have some parents who were entering into middle class or something. But majority of our people, I mean, just boy. We used to attend class one at like age seven, thereabout. You know, so six, seven. Oh, I was already walking to school from, this is, wow. My children, where we live to where they school, when we drive, it's not up to 5 minutes. We have never asked them to walk to school before. We are not even confident that they will cross the street like this, zigzag, and go, nah. I'm sure the mother will not even sleep. You go to school in a car. They pack meal for you. They have paid for meal at school. The school speaks English. With international curriculum. You close. School bus brings you home or will pick you from school. You still manage with extra classes teachers. You still manage not to pass your examination. No, this generation is too much. Kai! Wow. Because my time, by the time we're doing shift school, by the time you close, you come, you are going to sell. You're going to sell. These people don't sell. They come and say, we are tired, we need to rest. No rest for our souls. When I see BC resort, wow. It's like a scattered diagram. What happened to the one? Like, what happened to the grade one? What happened to the ones and the twos? 5, 6, 7, 8, they're choosing. Wow! And you know the confidence with which they choose the marquee schools. They choose St. Augustine's. They choose Wesley Girls. They choose St. Fanspin Priscilla. And they want to go to that school. With defe grades. And some of them will be troubling their mothers and fathers. If I'm not going to this school, then I'm not going to any school. With this your head. Why? We need miracles on the heads of the children. No? Wow. Now my time when I finished BEC, if you didn't have distinction, you couldn't mention your result in the community. God punished the devil. I remember I used to run, make noise with St. Augustine's College. Oh, before I finished BEC. So one woman there, Auntie Jo in the area, she told me, said, if when your result comes and it cannot make you go to St. Augustine's, you will stay in this community. So when my result came, they asked me, what did I get? I got distinction, but I couldn't mention it. What did I get? I was waiting. The day that I went to school to check, when they said they have pasted the list, I went and my name was there. I didn't say my name was there. When I came, now that same noise I used to make, I ran, and my name was number 31. I was running the community, 31. 31. 31. The announcement was what? 31. They said, what is 31? I said, 31. What is 31? 31. Of the hundreds of students, my name was number 31 on the board. I said, go and see my name. 31 on the board. What are you saying now? Here we come.
You carry 4, 5, 6. If they even allow you, you will get the maximum. And still you have the entitlement. That's the level of inconsequential living that this generation can just find themselves in. Like, the level of entitlement is too much.
Now, God should show us wonders. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I told one guy that with all these things, you tried to fail like that. It's a major trial. No, when you have resources and you fail, it means you are another level. Because someone in the bush, there's no light. They've managed to get one. Wow. Some people, where they live and how they pass the exam is really a miracle. So you are in Accra, or you are in a regional capital, and you still manage. It's like a Christian managing to fail in life. It's too much. Knowing Christ, you are still trying to fail like the world does. That's not our portion. Say, it's not my portion. Let's do some few minutes in. I don't know what kind of preaching, Grandpa, am I preaching? Am I preaching or I'm singing here? I don't even see the head or tail of the preacher because we've told too many stories today. I'm still preaching here. Yeah. But you see God's mercies. He still wants it to be well, like a parent. The child gets 5, 7, whatever, 6, and the parent is still pushing. Place my child. Place my child. Even if she carried the whole school, still what? Place my child. And the truth is, some of them do better when they face higher challenge. A lot of them too, is what it is. My parents never give up. That's what God is. He never gives up on his inheritance. And that's why even when they didn't measure up, he was doing it out of his own mercy and out of his power. And I'm telling you that if there is a devil telling you that this year will not end well with you, tell that devil that you are a liar. Not that, but that devil is a bastard on top. That you are going to do well because your father is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has a welfare package for you. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. I feel it, how many of you feel it? It's too powerful. You will end well. The clap offering is free. Sometimes you are there, devil will be telling you stuff. Don't let him tell you any stuff. Believe in your father. Tell someone, I believe in my God. I believe in my father. Praise the Lord. Wonders help people to easily believe for the multiplication of miracles. When God does wonders, it helps the beholders to easily believe. And that faith causes multiplication of more testimonies of miracles. In John chapter 4, verse 46 to 50. John 4, 46 to 50. One of the reasons why God will make wonders available is for you to believe. And when you believe, it causes a multiplication of that effect in your life, in your zone, in your territory. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Remember in John chapter 2, he had turned water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son. For he was what? At the point of death. When he heard, then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Even me, I want to be, when I see signs and wonders, I will believe. Every human being is difficult to believe when you have not seen. Seeing is believing sometimes. Two of us, don't be over spiritual now. Seeing is believing. Yes, now capacity gives faith for you to go in a particular direction. When I know that, okay, why are you going to that mechanic? Because you have heard that they say you can do it.
He said, this generation, until you see. That's why if you're a pastor, you must have small of that onion. Or you'll be telling stories. And you become a burial service pastor.
I was telling them that when we did all night last Friday, you know, there was a lady I ministered to that there was a cancerous lump in the breast. She was sitting right here. By Wednesday, when she came to church, they were preparing to take her to surgery, you know, by Monday. And when she went to the hospital, they ran scans again and they saw that the lump in her breast has almost disappeared. So they said, no need for surgery. It's almost gone. And the doctor was saying, what happened? He said, my pastor prayed for me last Friday. And that's why I am here. If you see the confidence she was talking that Wednesday, I said, Kai, until we see. Until we see. We will not believe. Except you see signs and one. Tell God, help my unbelief. Yes, now you will not believe. And look at what Jesus said again. He said, the nobleman said unto him, said, come down, Eri, my child, that come down now. Come, my child is dying. 50. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus has spoken unto him, and he went his way. Now, this miracle happened, and right from the beginning, this was premised on what Jesus had done at the wedding of Cana, that he had turned water into wine. On that premise, the man had the confidence to go to Jesus that, you are here. My child is in ICU. Nah, I heard you did some things there. And because of that, I can comfortably and confidently come to you that do something for me. So this man's testimony was built on the platform of what the Lord had done before in John chapter 2. And he had the faith for the multiplication, if you like, for the replication, if you like again, for duplication or photocopy of what had been done, replicated. Duplicate it. Do it again. Praise the Lord. I believe that the one you did has given me faith that this one too can be done. So the miracle God does, the wonders he does, they serve as, you know, platforms and variables or element of faith for us to multiply, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you here at all? When we are told what he did yesterday, we have faith to believe him for today. And we have faith to believe him for tomorrow because of what he is doing in our lives today. Is God talking to someone? May before this year goes to an end, may you see miracles, may you see wonders in your life. May you have the faith to believe that in this 11th hour, it is still possible. May you have the faith to believe that it's still possible. It's still possible. What does it take to walk in this miraculous power? In the first service, we pray so much. I didn't mention the key. We just practicalize the key. We practice it, prayer. If you see a prayerful person who has faith, something will happen. Sometimes people pray and they simply don't have faith. They are just praying. It's a routine. You are perspiring. But when you are praying and you want to see miracles, you must have faith. Praise the Lord. Why must you have faith? Because whatever you are asking for and you are looking for is already secured. In Christ, it's already secured. You are not going to purchase it. It's not now going to be done. It's already done. Redemption has already secured it on that table. Faith now gives you opportunity it gives you the opportunity to take what redemption has put on the table for you. Are you here at all? And so you are actually transacting in the spirit with your faith, what God has already put on the table. That faith gives you access. He that cometh to God must know that he is,
and he is a rewarder of them that diligently. So faith gives you that access to the supernatural to take from what God has already made accessible to you on the table of redemption. And wonders, miracles, testimonies, they are bread for his children. And this bread for his children, they are given on a daily basis. Give us our daily bread. Every day. It's a day for testimonies. If you have faith. Does faith mean that what you desire will immediately come to pass? No. Faith is a fight. Faith is what? You got to fight, fight, fight. You want to marry a fine woman? Oh yeah, you have to fight. It's a major fight. Especially a woman with blonde hair. Some of them, is they were not born like that. They have gone to spray it. Oh, they have gone to dye it. It's a dye. Are you here at all? Fine woman, you want to marry fine woman? It's a fight. Because sometimes your pocket and your mouth don't match. And this is the fine woman, when you say, sister, what's your name? He will ask you, what do you do? That kind of response, I simply don't understand. I don't know the correlation between what is your name and what do you do. It's like once you ask, what's your name? They are looking for economic stability. What, can you take care of me? You're asking my name. You need faith. If you don't have faith, you can never propose to Nora. Because the kind of tiara she will wear before your proposal, that one that's your salary is gone. Hands down. The sisters say, I should tell the brothers that it is just arrangement. Still come. Come as you are. Praise the Lord. It takes faith to see beyond what is carrying you on your eyes. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Is God talking to someone now? Yeah. There are settings there. It's forming and packaging. Forming and packaging. One brother we knew, the brother used to be in the chair, not knowing all those years he was driving one Porsche car. That car was on rental. Don't be scared. Some of the people you are scared of, you are even better off economically than Laboro. Some of the earring, we borrowed it. We are friends. We love ourselves. We wear the same rig. We rotate it. We ration it. Can I put on your wig? I like your gold trinket. I like your earring. You know, I'll wear some. Let me see how it will look on my skin. Don't be scared. That's why faith doesn't get scared by what it sees. Because faith sees the potentiality of God. And helps you to spend on God's account, not from your own account. So even though my abilities don't match up with what I'm looking for, I know that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above what I think or ask for. His ability to do is above my ability to comprehend or to even support. It's about, I only have to receive. I don't have, you see, that's what the Bible says. You don't know how a bone is formed in the body. All you have to do is to receive it by faith. Is God talking to somebody now? Receive it by faith. You go and they give you a bad report. He said, whose report shall you believe? You know, the report you have been given, I also have my own report. And my report is contradicting their report. Because I said, I'm the Lord that healed thee. They say cancer, I say you are whole. It is not the process. You have to accept the end product by faith and go through the process with your faith. I don't know how, I may not know how, I may not know when, but I know he's what done it. How do I know he's done it? His word says so. Praise the Lord. He said, even you wicked men, when your children ask you for fish, you don't give serpent. Ask you for bread, you don't give stone. How much more? And God is better than man. How much more? Ask somebody, how much more? Tell somebody, your foundation is not going to determine your next level. Your salvation is going to determine your next level. And tell somebody, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Tell them, any bad report you have, swallow it with your faith. Are you here at all? What is that faith? That faith is what you are hearing. It cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He turned water into wine. He will turn your misery into something great. They say, you are 40, you are a woman, you are not going to marry. It's a lie. I'm telling you, there are some men, they can never marry 20-year person. Yes, now they just want mature woman. Some of them even want a woman who has one or two kids. Hey, sister, there and there, you have qualified. And some men, they come and propose to you. They say, have you got any children? No, you are not my type. They want a tested machine. Hey, even if it was an accident, God is able to turn around the accident. For his own purpose, all things work together. I know a lady who got married. She got married to a very, very good man, wealthy man. The man was a divorcee, but very, very good man. In the man's previous marriage, he didn't have kids. So, the man bumped into these kids, three of them, and liked the kids. And later, saw their mother, who was also, she was not a divorcee. She was just knocking things about with three children from three different continents. But the man liked the children, though. And his love for the kids made him to marry their mother. You know that there is somebody in the room right now feeling depressed because she has one child. And she's feeling like, the real problem why I'm not going to marry is this one child. It's a lie. Sister, you'll marry in Jesus' name. It's a lie. It's a lie. God punish the devil. It's a lie. When we love you, we love the whole package. So that we love the package before we even look at the owner of the package. Whose shop is this? Whose shoe is this? Whose bag is this? If you understand what I'm talking about, say, hey. With God, the Bible said, all things are possible. But look at the real preposition there. With. That's, you must be in a partnership with God. He's not doing it independent of his relationship with you. You need to be in a with realm. That is, I and God. There is a connection between myself and the Holy Spirit. Connection between myself and this Jesus we have been talking about. Is God talking to someone here? Don't just be hanging around without a connection. Because this thing doesn't happen independent of your connection with Jesus Christ. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Something is flowing from the vine to the branches. That is making the branches the fruit-bearing component of this whole system. That the fruitfulness of Christ, you will see it in you because you are connected as a branch to the vine. If the branch is cut off, it starts withering. Even if it has fruit, it will start withering. And with time, it will be no more. That's why that width is very important. Tell somebody, that width is the main thing. And tell somebody, never disconnect with the Lord, from the Lord. Don't take yourself out. Stay in that width connection. I feel the preaching. Father, we thank you. Can you thank the Lord for the word you have heard? Can you thank him for edifying your faith? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? The belief, the faith to multiply, the faith for it to be done again, the belief that it is going to be done again. Kelosibra kalosa, intekleso felidoshke malata eseleke patakla kapasole esunda la kavashto klepese lendosko varike leklekeso la prakiza ete sokila mando seke. Father, I thank you. I bless you for your power. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for wonders. Wonders on every side. Wonders everywhere. Eroko sapere kesuta limende. Itaklato sefelida. Come on, thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on now. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you. Bless you. Kelino selefe tekia. E deklekesula fateze. Shento klatese le predika. E zula kletose pretika la mataya. He said, believe. Your son is whole. Marako sheto like pere sete. Tell the Lord, I believe in your power. I believe in your grace. I believe in your wonders. Everything that I'm believing you for is already done. Prophesy. Prophesy that it's already done. Prophesy. It's already provided. Come on, prophesy. Shekolata la vadiki la tetete. Entelekletos sevreteni mileteke. Edula klatosa. Prophesy. Come on and prophesy. Parasune keliza. We prophesy. It's already done. It's already provided. It's already established. Kelia sulete. Inkoli feniso lapita. Adule keleparu setelida. Endeklesun teni menekitose. Efila kulaso pareso. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.